heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And here at the Network, I just got my latest issue of Newsweek magazine. Now, you may wonder why I subscribe to Newsweek when I've told you repeatedly that Newsweek and Time and the others are published by the establishment to mold our opinions. Well, the reason I do it, and I don't suggest you put the money out that you help to finance the enemies of freedom and everything good and worthwhile, but I do it so I can keep you up to date on what they're up to. The headline on the latest Newsweek shows a picture of Ahmadinejad, and I believe it looks like Netanyahu or somebody else, but certainly Ahmadinejad is there. The title of the Newsweek article, main featured article, is Showdown. And then, of course, how we're going to have to stop a second Holocaust. And the basic theme is we're going to have to do something about Iran. Now, this is part of the propaganda that's being used to prepare us for a war with Iran, which is going to be a terrible disaster. It's been planned, I believe, for 50 years, ever since the CIA toppled Mossadegh back in 53. What's that, 60 years ago, and it was done, it is planned, I believe there are going to be terrible consequences for America. I do believe that somehow this will fit into prophecy. I have no question at all that we are in the process of uniting the Muslim world for the coming great attack on Israel and perhaps on the United States if it still exists. But understand that our leaders are intent upon going to war. They have to have an excuse, and so our minds are being conditioned that we have to attack Iran because they're going to destroy Israel. You go to a city to Iran today, there are a lot of significant number of Jews there. There are Jewish institutions, Jewish banks, Jewish businesses, other Jewish synagogues. The Jews live there and they prosper. If they were going to kill the Jews, why don't they start with the Jews in their own country? And they are not going to do it because this whole thing is hyped and the average Iranian doesn't have an intense hatred of Jews. This is all being done to convince the American people we've got to go to war. They always take us into wars through propaganda, and you're witnessing another propaganda barrage. Once you understand that, then you can begin to hopefully make your preparations and help us do everything we can to expose what's going on. The last thing we want to do is get into a war with Iran at this time. We can't afford it. It's immoral. Millions of people will die, and if you aren't actively involved, in trying to block this coming unnecessary war, then you are part of the problem. And men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And with that as a background, we have our good friend Dr. Michael Kaufman with us this morning. And we're going to talk about his latest book, which actually deals with this coming economic problem, this coming collapse here in the United States. Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us, and why don't you bring us up to date on this new book that you're writing?
Well, the book was written primarily to help people, even people in the Tea Party who think they're fairly knowledgeable, to understand the full depth of what is going on. I cover a lot of material, and especially the potential world economic collapse, certainly that of Europe and perhaps the United States, as well as what is causing it and how the progressives, that's what I'm calling them, they go by other names and so forth, but they're very proud to call themselves progressives, so that's the name that I use. They're not necessarily liberals. Liberals can be that way just because they have never been taught anything, and they're still open-minded, and they're willing to accept things. But progressives basically are closed-minded. They are bigoted. They do not tolerate anybody else's ideas, and they will literally attack and denigrate and try to destroy anything that stands in their way. But people in the United States bringing down our current form of government, doing away with the Constitution. They hate the Constitution. They hate Christianity. They despise these different things. And for everything they accuse of other people doing, they're doing themselves 1,000 times over. They are full of hatred. It's beyond belief. And the interesting thing about it is that they control the politics. They control the judicial system. They control the educational system. They control the media system. And as a consequence, anyone who wants to try to find the truth has a very, very difficult time. And that's what we're up against. And we have to alert the American people before next November, or I think it's going to be too late. If the Obama administration gets reelected, which is beyond me. I don't see how anyone with two brain cells to rub together would ever think that he's doing a good job. But we're living in a period of delusion, tremendous delusion. I don't think it's the great delusion that's talked about in the Bible. But at the same time, you're beginning to see how that kind of delusion can formulate policy and so forth to do exactly what biblical prophecy says is going to happen.
Amen to that. Well, Cynthia, I think we're in terrible economic straits. Most Americans have no idea how bad things are because basically there is no way out of the current situation other than to continue printing money, which down the line will eventually destroy the value of the dollar, and with that, the value of our pension funds, of our insurance policies, of our savings, of our bonds, of our annuities, of our CDs. Anything linked to the dollar will be destroyed, and we'll do it just exactly as we have intentionally done this in Rhodesia. I almost think that was a trial run to see how you could take a first world country and totally destroy it. That country is and always has been under the control of the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, call them progressives. But Zimbabwe is a prototype, I believe, of what lies ahead for us, where they have destroyed absolutely the value of the currency.
And with yes, they have, and they destroyed the lives of the people, too.
Right.
And I want to caution the listeners at this particular point in time. What happened in the
Rhodesia
is happening.
Hold that off. We'll be right back.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's a prolific writer, is written extensively certainly about Agenda 21, environmentalism, global warming, but now he's written a book on the finances. You pick the story up there, Michael.
One of the things that people don't understand, let me just finish up my last comment before the break. What happened in Rhodesia is beginning to happen now with the class warfare and so forth here in this country. They're pitting one segment of the population against another. The whole intent, as I explain in my book, is to destroy the constitutional basis of the United States, just like they did in Rhodesia, and the result will be very much like what happened in Rhodesia. It will result in absolute chaos, and your whole standard of living will just plummet down to a third world nation status if it really gets that far. Now, is it going to get that far, folks? Things are financially around the world in big, big trouble. You've heard about Greece, of course. You see it on the evening news every once in a while. But the fact is that Greece actually defaulted last summer. The only thing that has kept it going is basically band-aids and bailing wire. They have tried to keep that thing going because they're deathly afraid, or at least they want to postpone the inevitable collapse of Europe as long as they can. Because right now, if Greece were to go, which would probably cause Italy to go and Spain and so forth, the domino effect, it would eventually collapse the Western economy down to just chaos. And so they're trying to keep it propped up. They're basically taking away the democracies and so forth of Italy and Greece, installed prime ministers without voting for them. They're dictating what the terms are for those nations. And they're horrible. They're horrible. Of course, you have to recognize the other side of this issue, too, is the people basically don't understand that what they're doing is destroying the goose that laid the golden egg. And all their demands for retirement at age 50 at full salary and all the rest that goes along with it, those are unsustainable. And yet the people, the labor unions and so forth in Greece and Italy, continue to demand those types of things. And unless the people of this country, we're seeing this in Wisconsin right now, a brutal recall election with a Scott, thought his name a second ago and not escaped me. But the governor, because he basically took a lot of the power away from the public unions there, and in the process of doing so, he got their budget, their economy back on track. And yet there is a good chance that he's going to be recalled. Why? Because people don't understand what they're doing. They're killing themselves. And we are doing that across this country as well. We're doing the very things that will destroy us. In my book, I start out with the first chapter of the book with the discussion of what happened with the forgotten depression of 1921. People do not remember that. In fact, you won't find it in the history books. If it is, it's denigrated and given the impression that it was a total failure. Folks, President Wilson during the 1910s basically destroyed the economy, much like George Bush did and now Barack Obama. And in 1921, Harding was elected president, and a year and a half, he basically turned the economy around. It was worse off than we are right now. And he turned the economy around in a year and a half, which introduced the Roaring Twenties, which had its own problems. But nonetheless, the solution to the problem that we're having right now is far, far less government than we have right now and far less federal expenditures and taxation. And we're doing exactly the opposite. Everything that we're doing right now is designed and guaranteed to bring this nation down to its knees. And we are going down this road in a way that could be very, very destructive within the next year, year and a half. I really do think we have to stop this in the November elections, or it's going to be all over. And even if we do stop it, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, at the time of Harding, at least we had a gold-backed currency.
Yes.
Restrictions on the printing of money. Certainly, we had a terrible, terrible problem in 1980. Paul Volcker was able to stop the inflation at that point by massively increasing interest rates. Interest rates went up to 21%. But, of course, we'd only had a fiat currency for 9 years at the time, and he was able to rescue it. But now, of course, they've started on the destructive path of just printing money to keep the economy going. They stop printing money, the economy collapses. They continue money, we destroy the currency, and then the economy collapses. In any circumstances, the economy is going to collapse. Go right ahead.
I totally agree. And then you got the rest of the so-called pigs nation, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Spain, and Greece, basically on the knife edge. And if you understood what was going on with those nations, you would understand that they're one small step away from collapse. They're really there. The Unibank of Italy is way underfunded, way undercapitalized, and is basically being held up by bailing wire and Band-Aids again. Anything that happens at this point to knock one of these things out of the pillar or out of the dominoes, and you will see the whole thing begin to collapse. What we don't understand, we have a $10 trillion obligation to the European banks. The United States does. If Europe goes down, we are going to go down. There is just no doubt about it. And we have to basically begin the process of allowing things to fail in a controlled collapse situation so that we can come out of this at least halfway intact. No matter who's elected president, it's not going to be a fun ride. But nonetheless, if we continue to do what we're doing right now, it's going to be worse and worse and worse until we have utter devastation.
You're right. It's sort of like the presidential election is like a number of men competing to become the president, becoming the captain of the Titanic. It doesn't matter who gets elected. Why, of course, you're going to see a total destruction, first of all, of the Titanic, then of America. There's no way to avoid it because we do not have a gold-backed currency. Oh, they've started printing money. There is no alternative. Of course, the derivatives that our major banks hold, hundreds of trillions of dollars of guarantees on the lending by the countries of Europe on their bonds, on their banks, and there's no money behind those derivatives. And when they go down, the call is going to come, well, those banks are too big to fail. We're just going to have the government here print more money to preserve the banks. And, of course, that will destroy the value of our currency. That is the thing. If we could maintain a stable currency, why, we'd be fine. But we're in an inflationary spiral, and we're just beginning to see the beginning of it. Go right ahead, Dr. Kaufman.
Well, you mentioned inflation, and, of course, there's two ways to solve this problem. We can either have a contracting economy, as they did to create the Great Depression of 1929-30, or we can have inflation like they'd had I hope not like we had in the Weimar Republic after World War I. That's hyperinflation. But it's going to be strong inflation. And there are analysts right now that are saying by the end of 2012, 2013, we could have as much as 100% inflation a year. Now, why in the world would they do that? Well, they're trying to solve all this by printing more money, just as you said, Stan. You print more and more money. Why hasn't inflation taken off already with QE1 and QE2? Because much of QE2 went to Europe to bail out those banks, and the rest of it went to our banks, who then reinvested it in the Federal Reserve. So it never got out in the circulation. But that's $1.4 trillion right there. If that ever is loaned out into our economy, it will start double-digit inflation. And now we're talking about QE3, which I think is going to come sometime in midsummer, early summer, so that if the economy hasn't crashed yet, it starts to look good because we're having more money in the system. And that's what Obama, I think, will depend upon to be able to get reelected. Am I still with you?
Yep.
Okay. So what I think he's going to do, basically, is try to make this economy look really good before the election. And by doing this, he will put us into a spiraling inflation rate in order to pay down our debt with cheap dollars.
Well, see, this is wonderful for the debtors. You pay your debts back with devaluated dollars. But if you are an older person, you want to live on dividends, and you're dependent upon you getting something for your money you've saved, while the interest rates are phenomenally low, basically you may get 1 or 2%, but the inflation rate's 8 to 10%.
Yeah,
you're going behind at 8% or 8 to 10% every year in what your difference between what you're getting and the loss of the value of your dollar. People don't understand that it was the dollar lose value. Why you lose the value of everything you've worked for? It's simply a vehicle for robbing the public. Go right ahead, Dr. Kaufman.
I agree with you. Some analysts actually call it a hidden tax, because
right.
What it does is it basically takes all of your savings and allows the federal government to steal them. Because all of a sudden, those, even if you're earning 4 or 5%, if the inflation rate is 10 or 20%, you're still losing money every year that you have those dollars in that bank. And as a consequence, it's going to the federal government, because the federal government has now money in order to pay off the debt that they've accumulated. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it, two phases. First, Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. $116 trillion unfunded liability. $116 trillion. Do you know there's only $65 trillion in all the money of the world right now? The gross domestic product of the entire world is about $65 trillion. And our Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid is $116 trillion. There is no way that we'll ever be able to accomplish that. Now, we just saw over the last couple of days a new budget come out, and basically the progressive liberals or the Democrats in Congress are trashing it because they don't want to give up their power. The power that comes from controlling Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They do not want to see that happen. And yet by doing that, they are guaranteed utter failure. For those of you who are on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid at this particular point in time, within a few years, you will have nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because it's going to collapse. There is no way you can stop it at this particular point in time. Even Ryan's economic plan will not get us out of it. It's got to be even more strenuous than what he is proposing. And yet, nothing is being done. It is like they want to commit suicide. It's unbelievable what they're doing at this particular point in time. They're actually behaving like criminals. So are the public unions around the country, as I mentioned earlier in the discussion. They're trying to get every dime they can out of the public. And the fact that the public is supporting them like they are in Wisconsin, and basically allowing them to direct this recall of Walker, Scott Walker, is just beyond me. I just cannot believe how taxpayers can see, by putting more and more taxes into this system, these labor unions are basically getting ice cream type of retirement and medical packages and so forth, where the average citizen is suffering. It's beyond me. Why would they allow that to happen? But they are. It's a great delusion. It's a delusion beyond anything that I could have ever imagined back when, say, in the 1960s or 70s. I could never imagine that people would be so stupid. They're not ignorant. I mean, they are ignorant, but they're not unintelligent. They're just acting stupidly. Why? It's beyond me. I mean, it's a delusion that is beyond anything that I can imagine. Well, the one country that is not living under delusion is China. And right now, China is launching a full-scale attack on the U.S. dollar. It's going to take several years to do. They may never get there. But at the same time, they are trying to buy up all the gold they can in the world, all the gold mines, to back up the yen, their form of currency. They want to turn that into the world's reserve currency. And to do that, they have to destroy the dollar as the world's reserve currency. In fact, the only way that we could have ever built up the debt that we have is the fact that every nation has to use dollar bills, as it were, to buy things from other nations and so forth, especially oil and energy. And so we can build up tremendous debts because there's still a demand for the dollar. Well, that could change, and it could change. When it changes, it could happen almost overnight. And then you would have tens of trillions of dollars floating around out around the earth, in which has to come back, and then you have hyperinflation.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American system.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, have a question for our guest, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, but Michael, would you like to get your web page out? Tell people how they will be able to get your book when it's available.
Well, it is available now. It's a pre-release version. In other words, we're giving out for recommendations, and I'm asking for a foreword to be written by someone pretty notable. And that is found at that's my old website, AmericaPlundered.com. I'm not used to saying this, AmericaPlundered.com. And basically, you can get that as a discount right now because it is a pre-release copy. And but it'll be the same when it comes out. There won't be any changes to it. It's really, really a dynamic book from based on what I've had the reviewers say to me already. That basically it really hits the nail on the head, and I go after the progressives tooth and tong. There is no chance. I'm not being a nice guy anymore, Stan. I'm being civil, but I'm not being a nice guy because these people are out to destroy us. If we were being attacked by the Soviet Union back in the 1980s, early 1990s, basically we'd be all up in arms and we would do everything we could to fight it. But the same exact thing is happening to us right now from within. These progressives are nothing more than glorified communists. And basically they want to establish a Soviet-style government in the place of our constitutional republic, and they are doing everything they can to bring down this government. The whole Occupy Wall Street effort back last spring, and we'll be getting again here soon, was basically highly organized. In spite of what you heard on the news and so forth, it was extremely well organized. And the only thing that made it look like it wasn't is that you have a bunch of kids out there that had about two brain cells to rub together, hadn't got a clue as to what they were doing, but they were being used as useful idiots, as Stalin used to say, back in applying his regime in the 1930s and 40s. It is really, really bad news.
Yes, it's amazing how they've created this organized opposition. In other words, you always want a controlled opposition that never, of course, hits what the real issues are. Our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you have a question or comment, I would simply comment. If you look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, who will you find there? Why, you'll find the leading bankers, leading capitalists, military, and other leaders. And then you'll find the people who lead organized labor. Why, supposedly they're the opposition under the wicked banking establishment. And no, ladies and gentlemen, it's all done very, very conveniently. They control both sides, and labor, which is supposedly the enemy of capitalism and the great industrialists, their leaders are working hand in glove. It's only certainly the working man who's going to be sacrificed, as more and more of them are going to find that their wages are undercut and their health care benefits and their pensions are destroyed. Oh, they'll get their pension. It just won't buy much of anything. Inflation, as Dr. Kaufman said, is the cruelest tax of all because it steals the value of everything you've worked for your whole life, and most people won't even know what's going on until it's far too late. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Michael, what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, I think one of the things that you can take a hard look at is precious metals. The one thing that we did, as you mentioned earlier, with the Depression of 1921, we still had a gold-based standard for our money, even though the Federal Reserve had been created 7 years or 8 years before that. The fact is we still were on a gold standard. And right now, with China trying to buy up all the gold in the world and all the gold mines in order to control the economy of the world and make the yen the world currency, reserve currency, the price of gold has no other way to do than to go up. It's going to go up in price regardless of how bad the inflation is in the United States. It'll probably stay ahead of that. Now, I'm not saying if you want a short-term investment, gold is probably not your a metal of choice. Silver would be a much better course of action. But over a longer period, if you're willing to sit on it for a while, I think gold and its silver and some of the other precious metals will protect you at least more than anybody else that doesn't do it from the inflation that's likely to hit. Because at least you'll have a solid asset that's always been in demand.
Well, I think for the average individual, find it so difficult to, you know, said the quote of financial advisor. I know I told my son about what was going on, went to a financial advisor, and the financial advisor said, well, that's ridiculous. Why would you want to go buy gold? You can't eat gold, you know, you want to maintain value, you can't eat gold. Well, my response to that was, well, you just try a greenback sandwich, you know. You can't eat greenbacks either, but you can spend them, and you could always redeem gold and silver.
Yes, you can.
Only the dollar we had in August of 1971. The dollar of August 1971 is worth 2 cents today. Worth 2 cents. They've destroyed the value of our currency so effectively, and the average person has no idea. Actually, it's worth 4 cents today. It's gone down, and certainly the coins that you could have bought at that time for $35 an ounce are today selling for $1,600 an ounce, the gold coins. And that's what happens when you destroy the value of a currency and you put it onto a fiat system.
If I remember my numbers correctly, Stan, and I could be off a little bit on this, but since 1980, our inflation has eaten up 80% of the value of the dollar, 80% in that 30 years or so. Right. And what that basically means is your salary has to go up by 80% during that period of time in order to just stay even with what you were back in 1980. Very few salaries have ever done that.
Well, you know, as you talk to people about it, do you think that the average person has any idea what's really going on? Certainly, our financial advisors, their advice is wrong. The politicians are lying. They're telling us that jobs are going to come back. They tell us there is no inflation yet. All you have to do is go to the gas station and see if there's inflation.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store.
Buy a quart of milk.
Clothing.
It's really going up very fast. In fact, the actual inflation rate, because the way of calculating inflation has changed dramatically in 1980 and also in 1990. If we were going in pre-1980 forms of inflation, our inflation rate would be about 10.2% at least, and it's going to go much higher than that here very, very shortly. And when you look at bread and milk, it's gone up 20 to 30%.
Hold that thought. Our number 877-254-7524.
Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley, reminding everyone to give words of praise to the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers of our community. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, call 970-352-2233.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Well, I am here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, a comment, I mean, could this really be going on? Could the entire media be lying to us? Could the people and the Federal Reserve Board be lying when they tell us there's no significant inflation? And if inflation ever starts, why, we can always control it. You've got nothing to worry about. Could almost all of the financial planners be deceiving citizens across America, discouraging them from getting into gold, trying to keep them in stocks and bonds where the financial planners will make money, knowing full well that people invest in gold and silver? And otherwise, they'll just stay there and watch their value of the their investment increase, whether it's actually going up or whether the inflation is destroying the value of everything else. It's immaterial. At least the people are maintaining the value of their currency, their life savings. But who do we have coming in?
Hi, this is Mike from Arvada.
Hi, how you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Hey, yes, I do have a question. You know, I hear a lot of times that people will say that, well, you know, the real inflation rate is, and then they throw a number out. And I have no doubt that the rate is actually higher than what's published, advertised, and distributed by the other side of the house. But I've often wondered what is involved. How would you actually calculate, quote, the pre-1980 inflation rate? What factors go into that? So if he has a moment, maybe he could review some of those. I kind of like mathematics, so it's kind of nice to know how to actually calculate that myself, for example. So I'll hang up. Thank you.
What is your exact question? Inflation? What happened?
Yeah, the inflation rate. So what factors and what elements of the economy would you incorporate into calculation and calculating a pre-1980 based inflation rate?
Dr.
Today.
Let me just give you a website that you can go to, because it's very well explained on that website. It's called shadowstats.com. Shadow, like the shadow you cast with the sunshine, shadowstats.com. He has basically, and I guess you know him, don't you, Stan?
That's John Williams, yes, of course.
Yeah. He has been at this for a long, long time, and he breaks down the various components that go into the current consumer price index and how it was calculated prior to 1990 and also prior to 1980. And he does a
wonderful.
Great job.
Yes,
that'd be great. I will do that. I appreciate that. I don't want to hold you up any longer in your discussions. I just wanted a quick... That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
That's shadowstats.com. Or if you can't remember that, just go to, on your search engine, look up John Williams. And incidentally, he has a section there. It's called Hyperinflation, 2011. It's an article he wrote in March of last year about hyperinflation. It is available. You can pull it down in 65 pages, and it's well worthwhile reading three times. Sometimes you have to read something several times to get the full text of it. He's updated it. That is available only to the people who subscribe to his publication. But the one in March of 1911 is devastating. Go there, shadowsdeath.com, pull it down, copy it, read it through three times. Who do we have calling in?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Sarah. Sarah?
Yes, hi, Sarah. What can we do for you?
I'm just really concerned, as everyone is. I've lived through this insanity because I used to live in 3 miles from the Shah's palace in Tehran, Iran, back before Khomeini came into power, before the Shah left. And I'm just overwhelmed like everyone, and I'm just really afraid that even if you have the gold and the silver, which I don't, what are you going to do with the violence? I lived through the violence on the streets and all the insanity that the Civil War and everything that started down in. It was a town called Shiraz before they changed the names over there. I'm just very curious, what are we supposed to do? Sew coins into our clothing when there's so much violence? What can we do? I just...
All right.
don't know.
Dr. Kaufman, Sarah's concerned about a period of violence and I think a breakdown of the structure of society. What would you tell her?
Well, you know, there's two aspects of this. First of all, there's the physical aspect, which we've been talking about. Secondly, there's the spiritual aspect. And that is basically that we need to depend on God to make our provision and so forth. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy or fun or anything else. But both Stan and I have experienced, as we've done this ministry over the last 25 years or more, that God does come through. I mean, it's really a miracle when you see how he makes a provision when there is no provision. And we need to be down on our knees, first of all, praying that it doesn't happen. But if it does, that it will be a basic hook to get people to look at what is really going on and really seek out God. And I conclude my book that way on Plundered, because I think it's the only thing that can save us at this particular point in time. Normally, I don't get into too much of the spiritual side of it in my books, but I just feel that we just don't have any chance if we do not go back to God. Now, the physical side of it. Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's really imperative. Most Americans, now, if you lived in Tehran or in Iran at the time when all this was going on, you have a pretty good appreciation of what it feels like when there is nothing out there to basically save you. Most Americans haven't had that experience. We've had a good job, even when we've been unemployed. We've been fairly well protected here in this country. Very, very few Christians in this country are spiritually prepared for what could be coming because they need to be able to have the faith of Peter when he walked on water, as it were, to get him through this. But on the physical side of it, there are certain common sense things you can do. If you don't have the money to buy gold and so forth, and I don't, basically what you can begin to do is to start accumulating at least 6 months worth of food, if not a year, that staples and so forth that'll last you quite a while, and then start rotating that food out as you use it and so forth and replacing it with others. And we've got a commercial break coming up. Maybe we can finish this right afterwards.
No, I think we're done with the program. God bless. Thanks so much for being with Michael. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks so much.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Well, Dr. Dan here at American People Network, our guest is Michael Kaufman. I hope you'll want to get his book. I'm sure Michael's work is good. All of it has been. He's written a number of books we've carried in the past. And I'm looking forward to getting a copy of the book and learning from him. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the world as you know it has come to an end. You need to get the excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, by our friend Ed Griffin, who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have a book simply by Thomas Wood called A Meltdown, another one called Rollback. It gives you the background, the fundamentals of what's going on financially. I have two little pamphlets I've written, compilation of our newsletters. One is The History of Money. You have to understand what money is, how we got the mess we are today. And the other is Prophetic Warning, and it is a 5-newsletter summary of Andrew Jackson's farewell address. So, 1837. But what he said in 1837 is true today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because I need to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help financially, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best tapes of the month and our monthly newsletter, the number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get some of the new items we have. One is a DVD by Roslyn Peterson on chemtrails, contrails, geoengineering of the atmosphere. It's the best thing that's available today. Called Geoengineering. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's a DVD. You'll want to get our DVD on the dangerous deception. It's an interview with Norman Dodd, who is the director of the only congressional committee. He was the research director for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, and certainly then, of course, my commentary, because the interview was 1980, my commentary on what I have learned during the last 50 years so that you won't have to make all the mistakes that I've made, so you can build upon the knowledge which we've accumulated and go on when I'm not going to be here that much longer. We recognize that two things, inevitable death and taxes, and I believe God's kept me here for a purpose and given me the opportunity to be on 70 radio outlets every week. What a privilege that is. But God does rule in the affairs of men, and if you don't have a personal relationship with him, you better get down on your knees and just ask him to come into your life. Because this is the only thing that's going to change you, going to change your family, and eventually, if there's any hope, will change America. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Oh, remember that new book we're offering, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. And it goes into how they've changed the message of the Christian church. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for our country, our leaders, for Alex Jones, Joyce Rowley, and please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, and so until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered.